Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. A tablespoon. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Absolutely right. And indeed now, as well as actually sort of keeping the excitement going in all sorts of ways, fingers crossed we'll be able to speak to the legend, the true fantastic individual, the person who brings a shaft of sunshine in the audio worlds, wherever she actually happens to go. It's Charlotte Fortune. How are you, Charlotte?
Good morning.
Yeah, you see, the team are duly excited. Exactly. They just couldn't believe that you might actually. I said, yeah, this morning, this is the day Charlotte Fortune might be back on air with us. And there
it's
we are.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been far too long, Charlotte.
When last
we spoke, we were just about to hopefully connect. Well, we were. I think we connected briefly with you when you were in the States. Tragically, you didn't manage to hook up with either Phil Learness or indeed any of our other colleagues and contacts over there. It was probably the size of California. You were in a different part of the whole state, really. So
yeah, life
continues. Hollywood has not as yet managed to sort of whisk you away as yet, but I presume it's only a matter of time. What are you doing at present?
Wow, I'm very busy at the moment, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Quite stressful. I have done a few recordings with some artists and singers and writers, music video. I'm currently in a 1940s revival band called Scarlet Scarlet. So we just started rehearsing the last few weeks for that.
Now let's just hold it there, because obviously we're a 1940s revival band called
Scarlet Scarlet.
Scarlet Starlets.
I can't put that one around. Starlet.
Charlotte. Yeah. It's probably
Charlotte Scarlet.
Well, I was thinking Charlotte Scarlets would be fine, but it's actually Scarlet Starlets. Scarlet Starlets. Fantastic. Clearly.
Yeah.
Well, you see, this is the other thing, because on our sister station, Siren FM, of course, we've been regularly playing your fantastic interpretation of Only Love Can Break Your Heart, but we are desperately keen to feature some of the music of Scarlet Starlets, so obviously we need to get that sorted through. Yes, absolutely.
Did you ever manage to get the superhero song downloaded? Did I ever send that to you?
Do you know, I don't think we did, actually. You're quite right.
That's a song I did out in LA, and there's loads of YouTube links. It's on YouTube lots, and on SoundCloud. You've heard of SoundCloud?
We have heard of SoundCloud, yes.
Not like iTunes, though. It's a lot more. You can't quite download it. It's quite...
Right.
Okay, I forgot about that.
That would be fantastic, that's Charlotte. Fun. That would be
very different. Very different to Only Love Can Break Your Heart. It's more clubby. I'm not sure if it will suit the market. But
I think clearly we'll get that sorted through. Now, it's fair to say that it does sound, from the quality of the line here, as though you probably are on Mars at present. But that's okay. You know, we're just about making out the sort of thing. In fact, you're in Broadstairs in Kent. Are you actually on a train at present, or are you just about to sort of travel on a train?
No, I'm actually here now, so I'm very close to the seaside, so that could be one.
Oh, right. So you're in in Broadstairs, in Kent, so that's okay. Clearly, signals are all sorts of things are sort of problematic there, but not to worry. So, was it 2 years ago when we were reporting live from the Cannes Film Festival, or was it last year? I can't remember these days. But
it was 2 years ago.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
Right. So
I know.
So you haven't managed to do the Cannes Film Festival as yet? Or that you haven't been there? Or have you?
I went 2 years ago, but I didn't go this year.
Yeah.
No, so I didn't go this year, I went the year before.
Right.
Yeah,
there we are.
Yeah, I didn't go this year because I haven't got a film out. Well, we're doing Spy Cell, but you know how...
Charlotte, you've got to give other people in the entertainment industry the chance to actually catch up. You can't just roll it out, otherwise it becomes like a Charlotte Fortune machine of quality that's coming through, and that's, you know, it's only sort of limited ways we can actually do it. Besides, you know, there's too much goodness in one sort of batch. It's just ridiculous. You've got to sort of work our way through that. So moving on, I mean, for the benefit of our listeners, I think Charlotte Fortune, would you define yourself as an actress, as a singer-songwriter, as a songstress, as a musician? How would you kind of define your own role?
I like to think that I'm an all-rounder, because I don't really want to pigeonhole one area. So I love my singing, I love my dancing, I love my acting. So I'd say I'm in musical theatre, but I'm trying to get into presenting at the moment. I have an interview, actually, an audition for the BBC, so to be a kids presenter. Yeah. So fingers crossed for that. That's next month. So I'm hoping also get into that aspect of it, because I kind of, I think I should try a different avenue for a while.
Well, it's...
The musical theatre is quite tough these days, and all the shows, they're not as big as they used to be. They shut down a lot quicker. They only stay running for a few months. They lose the funding, the ticket sales go down. So I don't think that's the market at the moment for me. So I'm trying to do a bit more acting. I'm still working on the other film, Spy Cell. Takes a long time. Budget. I'm doing, have you heard of Dear Darwin? I don't, it's a project that I'm working on for the National Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just writing some films and doing music videos for it. Things like that.
You see, all of these things are absolutely spot on and really positive and wonderful, but the one thing that we've missed so far, of course, is it's been too long since you continue to hone those presentational skills by joining us on one of our location reports. So we need to put that right.
When was the date that you said you were in London?
I think October the 31st is looking very healthy at this stage for a trip to the Tate Modern Gallery and a variety of other things as well.
The 31st. I'm there, yes, I am actually available in the daytime.
Well, I
think... I leave to go back to Bristol at 4 o'clock, so I'm around in the daytime.
Well, I think, as you're around in the daytime, we should certainly look to meet up then and actually sort of ensure that, you know, life will sort of just be a lot happier when Charlotte Fortune is back with us on location with the Midweek Drive for Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting. It's the way forward. As we mentioned, obviously, Natalie Tuck's sort of headed down to London as well these days. What advice would you actually give somebody who's actually sort of just making their first steps in that? Admittedly, she's going as a journalist. She's working for the Business to Business Productions and is producing a whole range of areas for that. Is it just a case of enjoy the experience, or is it a case of always make sure you have an exit clause ready?
No, I just say you just have to throw yourself fully in the deep end. Take risks, don't be scared of anything. Just don't set yourself up to fail. Do not have any negative thoughts. You just have to plow yourself in, I think. Just constantly network as much as you can. Go to BFI film events, go to BFI, go to the National Theatre. Keep going to things. Join YPLAN, as well as the right really good app that time out, tells you things that are going on every week, and I try and attend as many as you can. Start a blog up. You just have to network. You have to constantly network. You can't rely on your agents, as we know. So I say, obviously, stay positive. And you just have to, there's no time to just sit at home. I would say every night you need to be out doing something.
And that's pretty much the sort of line that you actually follow through, and quite rightly so. Once again, sage words of advice and wisdom and all the rest of those little bits and pieces.
Yeah, because I do think London's completely different to any other city. There's always something going on every night. You can't get bored. There's always new people to meet. Like, it never stops.
As Dr. Johnson once said, if you're tired of London, you're tired of life. So there we are. Interesting stuff from that perspective. Charlotte, we are keenly awaiting this 1940s revival band, Scarlet Starlets. Have I got the name right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm now wondering if I'm saying that right. Scarlet Starlets.
You
have to double check this. Am I saying this right?
Scarlet Starlets. If nothing else, it's going to be memorable for actually working through that. Not Charlotte Scarlet Scarlets, but Scarlet Starlets.
You could say Charlotte Starlets.
I think I will actually say that. I'll say it again. Charlotte Scarlet Starlets. There we are.
Yeah. It's basically three of us, and we have 33 songs set at the moment with moves and little dance routines.
Well then.
And we have an agent for us.
I think clearly what we need to do is to arrange for some journeys up to Lincoln as well for Charlotte's Scarlet Starlets, or just the Scarlet Starlets. But either way, it'll be fantastic. It's like Josie and the Pussycats, but better and set in the 1940s. Brilliant.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff. Have you got a web address for the band as yet? Well, there we are. That'll be something to look forward to. Well, we will find it out, and as soon as it is, we'll make sure it's fully publicised and sorted through on that basis, because that could be a whole new fabulous world in the whole thing. Obviously, we're now into pantomime time, of course. Is the pantomime something you would consider going back to or working through, or do you think, no, thank you very much, I've done my piece for pantomime, I'm moving in to different areas?
I guess I wouldn't say no. But I haven't really gone for any auditions yet this year. I'm working on other things, you know. I'm working on a lot of singing projects. You're not away from home for a long amount of time. And, you know, it's always fun in pantomime. It's winter, isn't it, in England. You get freezing cold. It's not what it cracks up to be. It is fun for a few years, but I'm older now.
Charlotte, please, we do not use the O word on this program, okay? People become more chronologically gifted, might possibly become experientially enhanced, but, you know, the O word doesn't apply. We're there. Unless, of course, you're saying that as we've evolved from hydrogen atoms, we're all several billion years old. So that's important. Charlotte.
Well, definitely
not that then. It's Charlotte, it's been brilliant, albeit it does sound a little bit as though it's not the finest telephonic link that we've actually done in terms of quality of signal. But that's okay. We managed to make it.
Really?
So no, it's not your fault, my girl. It's literally some telecommunications sort of system, exactly. Well, if you're on the coast, who knows what could happen there? And it's in Broadstairs, and it's in Kent, it's Garden of England.
Yeah.
But have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Yes, it's been lovely catching up with you, Alex.
Well,
I
feel as though the brightness has just sort of begun to get a little bit brighter now that we can actually say Charlotte has returned, because, you know, the Facebook updates have been wonderful and we've been happy to like those and all the fun things
there.
Yeah, but, you know, and you can't beat actually having a one-to-one conversation with your good self in person. It's just all so classical stuff there. So, the next critical question is, can we look forward to featuring you again in the very near future? And obviously Scarlet Starlets and hopefully getting together before, hopefully, the end of October.
Yes, I hope so. I hope to see you before.
Yeah, well,
December.
I absolutely, and I think we will certainly sort of look to get to see Charlotte Fortune will return.
Yay!
Yeah, I could do with possibly a bit more enthusiasm, but never mind. Yeah. Life continues.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard, and sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration. Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
My wife Betty was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Through the surgery and telling our daughters, I could still remain positive, but eventually I felt there was nothing more I could do for her. That's when I felt I was falling. That's when Tony was brilliant.
I would offer support to the family wherever I could, ultimately helping Betty fulfil her wish of passing away at home.
No one should face cancer alone. With your support, more nurses like Tony can be there for people like Betty and Bill. Text Tony to 70550 to donate £5 today. We are Macmillan Cancer Support.
We receive 94p of every pound donated.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call
Lincoln
us home.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Excellent stuff. There we are. Well, Charlotte Fortune obviously doing her particular piece in Broadstairs and Kent. And from there, we scoot over to the fabulous Julie, of course, who first made her show debut with respect to Southside Broadcasting, of course, with the Patrington show that we were fortunate enough to cover a few weeks ago. And now she's out and about again. Julie, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Brilliant. Where exactly are you this morning?
I'm actually at the yard this morning. We don't have any events on today. We're just busy tidying and setting up.
Well, though, you see, I mean, you're just like a whirling dervish of energy and stuff in that sort of way, which is fantastic stuff. Now, we'll talk about a variety of things. Hopefully things will be available on the website as well. But just to go back to the first sort of Patrington show, that was a fantastic success, wasn't it, really, in terms of the event itself?
Yes, it's gone really well this summer. We've been supported by so many people. We're really pleased with the turnout.
And it was obviously designed to put the fun back into eventing for youngsters and various other things and dog shows and other factors. I think, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, it managed to do that. You must be very proud of how the whole thing's developed and evolved.
Oh, yes, immensely. Yeah, it's just gone from strength to strength this year.
I mean, looking for that, obviously, as we look ahead to the future, we are still enjoying an Indian summer. Do some of the events actually move indoors now, or are you still sort of saying, no, whilst the sun is still shining, we'll be out there?
Yeah, we have actually decided to go indoors. Our next event is next Sunday, which we're holding at Willoughby Hill Competition Yard, just outside Hull. And it's just purely for novices, so anybody with a horse, it's all walk and trot classes. And it's just going back to grassroots to give them confidence to go the next step.
That makes perfect sense. And we have on our sort of list of things that you might be getting involved with and sorted through, I think Skipsea, is that right?
Yes, Skipsea Village Hall is going to be one of our venues for our indoor dog shows, along with the Parish Hall at Brandsburton, just outside Beverley.
So it's all good for the East Yorkshire scenario. Appreciate us, so you're in the yard as opposed to in the office, so we're not going to ask you for dates and various other times, etc. But is there a website that people can go to actually find out more details and so on?
There is, yes. All the event dates and venues and locations are already on the website, and that's www.patringtonmillshowyard.co.uk.
Exactly, and a fine place it is too. PatringtonMillsShowYard.co.uk to find out all sorts of other bits and pieces. Presumably plans already afoot for events and things you'll be putting together in 2015 as well?
Yes, we haven't actually added our dates for summer once we go back home in April, but we'd like to get them on the website sort of late October, early November, so they will be looking about very shortly.
And in terms of the dog shows, because obviously one of our regular sort of freelance producers, Mindy Steed, actively involved with those kind of things, is that something that you're looking to kind of always run as a companion piece to the equine stuff as well?
We don't actually run them side by side in the winter because the facilities are different to ours at home.
It could be carnage, really, couldn't it, really?
Yeah. But we do have our first dog show at Brandsburton Village Hall, Brandsburton Parish Hall, sorry, is on October the 11th. That's the Saturday.
Which is brilliant stuff, and it'll soon sort of whiz round. Can't believe what happened to September, really. Well, we're still actually in September, but only just. So it's October 11th. And if people are listening to this, is it best to go on the website and book online there or find out the whole thing? Can they turn up on the day? What's the kind of procedures?
It's all turn up on the day. We don't do any pre-entries at all. We have three people taking entries on the day, so there's never a queue.
And here we
are. So they can come along, see how it all works out, have a look, and then just enter at their leisure.
And there was I, Julie, thinking that actually it's getting so popular that effectively you'd have to have a team of rather like the X Factor, you know, judges before you even sort of get to the stage of being allowed to enter. You know, there'll be a waiting list. I'm sure it will work through that. And how's your brother doing, obviously, car parking duty and attendant duty? Because he did that fine, excellent job last time around.
Bless him, yes. He does do the car parking for us in winter at the horse shows too.
Well, there we are. It's always important, you know. And obviously, it's not valet parking. It simply guides you around to the sort of area it's there. But it's important. Still, life continues. Julie, it's been fabulous as ever touching base with you yourself. Again, it's the Patrington. I was going to say Patrington. Give me the website once again, because clearly my sort of writing here has become illegible in terms of the file.
It's PatringtonMillShowYard.co.uk.
There we are. PatringtonMillShowYard.co.uk. Excellent stuff. It's been short and sweet, but nevertheless, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this morning?
That's been lovely. Thank you very much for calling, Alex.
Always good, and we look forward to hopefully featuring you again in the very near future, and hopefully coming along and doing another little location report, if that's okay.
That's That would be fantastic.
Excellent. Julie, from, of course, the Patrick Dunne Mill Show Yard. .co.uk for equine events and indoor events and canine events, etc. We salute you. Take care now.
Thank you very much. Bye.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long-stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
So, started off with Charlotte Fortune in the joys of Broadstairs in Kent and doing marvellous things there with obviously the Scarlet Starlets, 1940s band looking to connect all sorts of magical musical delights there. Julie from Patrington Mill, of course, Patrington Yard, doing some wonderful stuff there with respect to obviously her upcoming events, and don't forget, check out the website to sort out these precise dates, times and various other factors, although you can just turn up on the day, obviously, but you need to know what the date is and all the other factors. And online now, as we mentioned when we were talking to Julie, one of our regular countryside correspondents and indeed a person who looks after various dog shows and terrier things and so on, it's Minty Steed. Minty, how are you?
Okay, thank you, Alex. We're on the road at the moment, heading up to something that's not a show day, but we'll update you on that later on. And it's quite a good day. I was thinking about the Patrick Spence. It was such awful weather last weekend for the last of the outdoor ones, and then today, the first indoor ones, it's a beautiful day.
Well, that's a bit of irony, obviously.
The way it goes, isn't it?
Precisely so. Yeah. A little bit of sad news, that that huge behemoth of a beast, and indeed a wonderful rescue doggy who we encountered for our sort of experiences in the swimathon that you actually arranged last year, Dudley has finally shuffled off this mortal coil.
He has indeed. He was 9 and a half, heading into his 10th year, which for the French dogs is a fair age. It would have been lovely if it lasted a lot longer, because he was a hot character if ever there was one. And he was the genuine, stocky, hefty type that they bred when they did still bring in the boats. You know, they threw a rope out and the dog would catch it. It would swim along and bring the boats in, you know, to harbour. Dudley certainly was one of those, and he did look like the largest Pomeranian you've ever seen when his coat was fluffed up, which, of course, you took a very splendid photo of him, and it looked as though, well, a game show, how would you fit this dog in that car, didn't it? And he was photographed next to the blue Peugeot.
It was quite a challenge, but never mind. Yes. Life continues. But meanwhile, in terms of other events, etc., I gather that the new rabbit is performing very exceptionally, or is developing well.
Absolutely, coming on well. And also the lurcher puppy in Upham Redcar, he's settled into his routine and is really enjoying it. Tither, one of the little pups, she decides that she's fallen in love with the merchant pup's teddy, because he came with his own teddy bear with him, and he does love his teddy bear. He holds it between his front paws when he goes to sleep. But every time she has a chance, she shoots over and tries to kidnap the teddy bear, move it from him. So if ever one day we can't find his teddy, we'll no doubt he's a really big mistake.
Clearly.
But he's doing well and he's winning prizes and he's coming on and he's growing. He's a tall lad already, but he really is growing on now. And he looks an absolute picture.
Sounds excellent. So why are you heading off to York today then?
Well, it's a matter for Jackie, so we're going to York and it's, well, we might as well say Jackie's having a scan today. On an injury, so we're going to see if that will finally see what may follow up on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, wish you well with respect to that. So great news as far as
that's
concerned.
Thank you for that. I suppose we'll wish you gone.
No worries. That's great. So we've talked about the Skipsy show and the Skipsy events that's taking place in terms of Patrington.
Yes.
Do you think there's a bit of a resurgence in terms of popularity of fun-based shows? I mean, certainly Julie seems to be doing her best to make sure that that's coming together.
Yes, I think it's absolutely marvellous, and I wish her the best of luck with them, because she makes sure, as you did see at Dunnington, when he managed to find the time to come over from the maze, you know, while I was still judging there, that it's a little bit of time for everyone and a prize for everyone, and it just makes a lot of happiness and friendship, and you don't get the sort of competitive trying to edge other people out. And we have experienced certain fun shows that fun would be the least description you could have. Certainly the ones that you bring up Patrington Mill and have a look at the events, and you know that there'll be no bullying, there'll be no sort of what you call ring clap to push you out of the way so only the judge sees yours or anything like that. It's strictly fun and friendly fun, and everyone goes home happy, and I think there should be far more of it, and I would like to encourage as many shows as possible. Please do this, because it makes such a difference.
Well, that certainly echoes the kind of line we had with legendary comedian Ken Dodd earlier in the week at Wednesday's midweek drive.
Yes.
So good stuff there, and we'll wrap up with a suitable sort of tune from thence.
Well, he did know about happiness, didn't he?
Absolutely.
You know,
still does.
He knew how to. He still does, and he goes out to do all his programmes, and he does all his shows absolutely marvellously, and I think congratulations to him, because if ever a man has had sadness in his life, he has, but he knows how still to be able to benefit and make things happy.
60 years in show business, he's celebrating, and
yes,
we'll be up at the Darlington Civic Theatre in a few weeks' time, of course. You can find that,
super.
So great stuff there.
It would be marvellous if we could go.
Well, there you are. I think tickets might already be sold out with respect to that. And he's actually in York as well this weekend, so you might actually see him. He is performing in York, I think, at the York Theatre Royal. There
is
we are.
Is it Saturday or Sunday?
That's a very good. I think it's actually Saturday. I'm fairly sure I think, which is today.
Is it?
Might be today. But if you're heading to York and you fancy a little a bit of fun afterwards, then check out Ken Dodd at the York Theatre Royal. As far as I know, he's definitely there. Or just listen again to the interview that we've actually did with him earlier in the week, which is all there. Minty, it's been fabulous touching base as ever. Anything else you want to briefly mention at this stage?
Yes. I will be talking next week about the Moorland Moochers, and it's not people just mooching around, it's a lurcher club, you know, and look up lurchers if you don't know them. And also Scruff, that we're one of the three we collected from Leicester Railway Station, you know, and brought them back up. He's doing frightfully well. And the judge at the last show, which was Castleton, where Scruff attended, gave him a purse and said he's a very good dog. He even came over specially to where I was in my wheelchair to say he's a very good dog. He said, get it here. A little of the, should I say, Thomas's best on the second vegetarian, so we pick it up, you know, Jackie picks up regularly for them and they absolutely love it. Either a lot more running or a little less of that to just get him into perfect lurcher look. And then, as he said, he is a very good dog indeed. And he's the baby of the family, so listen out for all that love. It does show the future slave in the because he's looking after animals, well, people in predicament, and then doing the UK Can We Be Animals While They're With Us?
Indeed, I think we were just beginning to lose out the line there. I think it was beginning to fade into...
I was going to say I can hear it fading down myself. I'm aware of it and I see the bleach going through.
That's fine. Obviously, you're heading into the sort of the jamming area of your corner.
Yeah.
Listen, fantastic chatting as ever with you, good self. We'll speak again next week. We'll find more about the Moulin Mooches and a variety of other bits and pieces. Minty, I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this morning.
Most certainly.
So we look forward to featuring you again in the very near future, i.e. probably
Thank
next week.
Thanks.